KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. Well, let's check high school sports first from last night. A couple of Hawkeye 10 conference volleyball matchups. It was Red Oak defeating Creston and Kemper Catholic down in Glenwood, both of those in three straight games. Regional volleyball playoffs get underway tonight around the area. Class 1A play tonight in Region 2. Among the matchups, Boyer Valley will play at Woodbine tonight. Arweva hosting Charter Oak Ute. Also, West Harrison plays Heartland Christian at Mon Damon. Essex will host Fremont Mills, and Riverside will play East Mills in Malvern tonight. In Region 3, Murray will play Lennox at Murray tonight. Also, it'll be Exira EHK at Coon Rapids Bayard. Stanton hosting Clarinda Academy. Bedford at home against South Page. Orient Maxburg will visit Anita tonight to play Cam. And we'll have that volleyball match for you here on the radio tonight. Chris Parks will be there this evening and bring you live coverage of that match, Orient Maxburg versus Cam. We're on the air at 6:50 tonight with the broadcast. Match time 7 o'clock in all those matches. Also in 2A play tonight, among the matchups in Region 1, Logan Magnolia will play AHSTW at Logan. IKM Manning will host ACGC tonight in Region 2. In Region 4, Van Meter is at home against West Central Valley. Also among the Region 5 games, Griswold will play Southwest Valley tonight in Corning, while Mount Air will host Nottoway Valley this evening. All those matchups at 7 o'clock tonight. The winners advancing. Well, the weekly high school football poll out yesterday afternoon in Class 4A. The AP poll shows West Des Moines Valley ranked number 1, with Dowling number 2 and Ankeny Centennial number 3 this week. In Class 3A, Pella, the number 1 rated team. Cedar Rapids Xavier is 2 and Creston is number 3. Carroll is rated 4 this week. Carroll and Creston will play each other Friday night in a battle of undefeateds. In Class 2A, North Fayette is number 1, Boyden Hall Rock Valley number 2, and Union ranked number 3. Kemper Catholic is number 4 in this week's poll. Also in Class 1A, Iowa City, Regina, Pella Christian, and Denver round out the top 3. In Class A, St. Ansgar is number 1, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is 2, and St. Albert is rated number 3 this week. Also in 8-man, Fremont Mills remains the number 1 rated team, with Audubon at number 2. They're actually tied this week with Turkey Valley. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard in the top 10. They're ranked 6th in this week's poll. Well, the Big 12 Conference has decided against expansion from its current 10 members. The announcement came after a 6-hour meeting Monday with the conference's university presidents and Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. The Big 12 has been analyzing expansion options for the last 3 months, but never made a commitment to expand. Conference officials held interviews in September with Air Force and Colorado State from the Mountain West, Central Florida, Cincinnati, Connecticut, Houston, South Florida, SMU, and Tulane from the American Athletic Conference, and BYU, which is a football independent with its other sports in the West Coast Conference. Now, the 10 schools that make up the Big 12 are bound together by a deal committing their television rights to the conference through the 2024-25 school year. Expansion wasn't going to change that, so the Big 12 declined yesterday to add 2 schools from a group of 11. The conference's leaders then tried their best to put forth a unified front and a positive outlook for the future. In spite of yesterday's decision, the Big 12 still has much to figure out in the near and long term. For one, the conference must now decide how to best implement its football championship game, which is slated to return next year. Almost all available solutions are square peg, round hole proposals, but the conference thinks it needs the game to better its chances at the college football playoff and to raise more revenue. The Big 12 paid out $30.2 million to each of its members this year, a record amount, and third most among Power 5 conferences. Still, long-term projections have the Big 10 and the SEC pulling away in the revenue race from the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the ACC over the coming years. Bowlsby said figuring new ways to generate more is one of the conference's top priorities. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell says the Cyclones will keep a consistent practice routine even though they don't play this week. The Cyclones are 1-6 and return to action on October 29th when they host Kansas State.
You know, I think the healthy piece of we've got to be really smart in how we practice this week. We'll keep a similar practice schedule to how we practice, you know, throughout the weeks prior to, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday really are heavier days in terms of practice.
Campbell says the coaching staff will also use this off week to hit the recruiting trail.
You know, I think as we continue to build our culture, a little bit of recruiting too has to be put in there. And, you know, our staff has got to continue to do a great job in terms of you know, continuing the evaluation and the direction of our recruiting class, not only now, but in the future.
Cyclone struggled in the second half and lost to Texas on Saturday. Well, the New York Jets had no answer for David Johnson and showed no ability to penetrate the Arizona Cardinals' defense last night as Johnson ran for 111 yards and three touchdowns. As the Cardinals ripped the Jets 28-3, he had scoring runs of 58, 2, and 2 yards in helping the Cardinals win their second straight and even their record at 3-3. Jets are now 1-5 on the season. Well, it took the Kansas City Chiefs four games and a bye week, ruminating over an embarrassing loss to Pittsburgh before they finally were able to execute their blueprint for victory. The Oakland Raiders wound up on the receiving end of that. It was a crucial AFC West matchup Sunday. The Chiefs were able to dictate the tempo of the game with their robust ground game and to put quarterback Alex Smith into smart passing situations. The Chiefs' defense also made life miserable for Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. Smith acknowledges the Chiefs' frustrations had been mounting. He deflected much of the praise to the team's running backs. The Chiefs ran for 183 yards and passed for 223, the kind of split they believe is ideal to get a win. Smith had his best day of the season, going 19 of 23, even without throwing a touchdown pass. On to baseball now, where the Cleveland Indians are just one victory away from their first American League pennant since 1997, following an outstanding performance from their bullpen. Six Indians relievers combined to throw 8 1/3 innings in a 4-2 victory over the Blue Jays in Toronto. And that result gives Cleveland the 3-0 lead in the AL Championship Series and an opportunity to wrap up a World Series berth as early as today. The bullpen door was in full swing once Trevor Bauer's sliced pinky forced him to leave after just four batters. Bauer cut the pinky on his pitching hand while trying to fix one of his drones last week. Bauer had to be replaced as he continued to drip blood on the baseball. Reliever Dan Otero followed Bauer and allowed a solo homer by Michael Saunders during his 1 1/3 innings of work. Zach McAllister blew a 2-1 lead in the fifth, but the Indians took the lead for good the next inning. Jason Kipnis opened the sixth with a tie-breaking solo homer before Jose Ramirez added an RBI single later in the inning. Cleveland's other runs were provided by Mike Napoli, who had an RBI double in the first and a solo homer in the fourth. Cody Allen and Andrew Miller closed out the victory for the Indians, although they reversed their normal routine. Allen worked out of a seventh-inning jam after picking up the save in each of the first two games of that series. Miller struck out three of the five batters he faced, picking up his first save of the postseason. Brian Shaw worked an inning and two-thirds to get the victory. Blue Jays starter Marcus Stroman took the loss with four runs on three hits and three walks over 5 1/3 innings. Game four is set for this afternoon in Toronto. Indians ace Corey Kluber will pitch on short rest against Aaron Sanchez today. Rookie Julio Urias will start for the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series Wednesday against the Chicago Cubs. Urias hasn't thrown more than 100 pitches in a Major League game and no more than 78 pitches since September 2nd, but he's 5-0 with a 1.90 ERA since the All-Star break, including two scoreless innings of relief, helping the Dodgers take the deciding fifth game of the NLDS. Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts said he plans to start Kenta Maeda in game number 5. Rich Hill gets the ball for the Dodgers tonight against the defending National League Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta for the Cubs as they play game 3 of that series in L.A. tonight. That series is tied at one game apiece. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.